For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The GOP-led House this week will hold votes on competing immigration proposals, that amid rising tension and anger over the handling of immigrants at the southern border and the separation of parents and children. The federal detention facility in rural El Paso is a tent city being used to house unaccompanied minors.
This facility is that you would see if you went to any kind of natural disaster site.
Republican Congressman Will Hurd has been inside the encampment, currently housing teenage boys.
There are 20 kids per tent. There's two adults in the room.
Congressman Hurd's district stretches across the Texas-Mexico border.
My constituents that are outraged, they should know that I'm outraged too. What's happening in Tornillo is a symptom of a larger problem.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping at GetTheTea.com. Use promo code USA at GetTheTea.com.
A high-speed chase in southern Texas with a deadly conclusion. An SUV filled with undocumented immigrants was fleeing Border Patrol agents and then crashed. Ken's TV reporter, Addie Guajardo.
A high-speed chase reaching 100 miles per hour. Now, officials say the truck ran off the road and rolled over, landing in the middle of this highway. The sheriff tells us 14 people were inside this truck, two U.S. citizens, the driver and the passenger, and 12 undocumented immigrants. Four people have died at the scene, a fifth person at the hospital.
Melania Trump is pushing for bipartisan cooperation to end the separation of migrant children from their parents at the border. Here's a statement from her spokeswoman. Mrs. Trump hates to see children separated from their families and hopes both sides of the aisle can finally come together to achieve successful immigration reform. She believes we need to be a country that follows all laws, but also a country that governs with heart. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
A neighborhood squabble has apparently led to the mass shooting in Trenton, New Jersey. USA's Rick Vincent has more.
One suspect was killed and the other taken into custody following an early morning shooting at a 24-hour art festival in Trenton, New Jersey. At least 20 people were injured, some critically, including a 13-year-old. This man lives nearby and talked to local station WPVI.
And all of a sudden, my brother goes to me, "You hear them gunfire?" I go, "Sounds like fireworks." He goes, "No, that's gunfire." And everybody's running down the street.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
The U.S. Food and Drug Administration said it is investigating 78 illnesses associated with recalled Del Monte vegetable trays that were sold in five Midwest states. The FDA said on Saturday trays, which contain broccoli, cauliflower, carrots, and dill dip, were sold in Illinois, Iowa, Indiana, Minnesota, and Wisconsin at Quick Trip or Quick Star locations. Cases of cyclospora illnesses were linked to the trays. On June 8th, Del Monte withdrew 6-ounce and 12-ounce trays from retail market locations in Illinois and Indiana. The expiration date was June 17th or earlier. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has not posted any information about the outbreak of cyclospora illnesses. They say if you have the Del Monte products, throw them away. For USA Radio News,